the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, speaking of large multinational companies, our next guest is the Irish woman behind Elemis, a multi-million euro global skincare brand. It all started with a chance phone call while she was working in Harvey Nichols in her late 20s. Before that, she had run a health food shop and trained as a classical singer in Cork. Noella Gabriel, you're very welcome to the programme. Noella, you're originally from Bandon, a place that's produced a lot of success stories in many fields of life. What was it like growing up there?
Oh, Richard, it was just a lovely community. I loved it. I had a fantastic childhood there. I sang in every corner of the place, every church, every wedding, every event. Yeah, I had a great childhood.
Were your mum and dad very different in how they approached what they wanted for their kids or their daughter's future?
Ah, well, very true. My mother would come into my bedroom and open back the curtains and say, "There's a big world out there, girls. Just make sure you travel." And my father would come in and put back the curtains and say, "Níléan hintáin mar a hintáin féin," which in translation, Richard, is "There's no fireplace like your own fireplace. There's no place like home." So it was that constant push and shove, which was really lovely. And there was no drive in any sense of form to go and do something, anything special. My mother was an only girl in her family, and she just wanted the women to travel and make sure that I traveled and saw the world.
But you must have had a lot of drive yourself, Noella, because you were very interested in singing and becoming a classical singer and being classically trained. And you had to go off for lessons. It wasn't easy.
Well, I was very lucky. I got a scholarship at the age of 13. It did make you a little bit different. I kind of felt, you know, it kind of showed me that I didn't, you know, I wanted more. It sort of fed my hunger to do more and that more was possible. So in many ways, yes, it was tough, it was hard, but it was also an amazing opportunity. And, you know, I came from a very simple, frugal background. So I grabbed any opportunity that came along, Richard. So yeah, I feel very lucky.
And tragically, both your parents died when you were quite young and quite close together in succession.
Yeah, they did. I was just 20 and my mother was diagnosed with cancer. My father died very suddenly with a sudden heart attack before Christmas, and my mother died the following May. So by May, June of 1978, we were all orphans. There was five of us there. There still is five. I have three wonderful brothers and I have one sister all living around Bandon and in Bandon today. And when that happens, Richard, you kind of say, okay, you know, I don't have anyone to answer to, which was interesting too. I can do whatever I want and I'm going to do something different. And so it kind of, when I got over the loss and the tragedy, which it was, you know, it was devastating. It was a rite of passage, actually. Then I kind of thought, okay, Gabriel, what are you going to do and where are you going to go? So I took the plunge.
Was it a very close-knit community, and you know, did neighbours really sort of help out a lot when yourself and your siblings found yourself in that situation?
I mean, you know, Richard, we didn't have any wealthy uncle or aunt, so it was very, very frugal times, you know, but we never wanted for one thing. Every day there was a plate or something came through the door, or there was a bag of coal at the door, or a cylinder of gas. I mean, that's my memory. Coal and gas was piling up outside the door, everything to keep everything going for us. And you know, I get a little bit emotional when I even think about it today. What a community. Fabulous people. What heart.
It was a council estate in Bandon, so people really rallied together around you.
Oh, it was an incredible estate. It was Ordán Bandon, constantly popping in, constantly checking in on us. Just a real love and support that I could never, ever forget. And it's why I have a fondness for Bandon that I don't think I'll ever lose. It was a wonderful place. Wonderful place. If you were going to be anywhere to go through a tragedy, I think there's no better place.
Your very first venture was a shop in the town.
It was. My sister did yoga and taught yoga all over West Cork, Marianne Gabriel, everyone will know her. And I was learning about breathing and singing and, you know, and the breath and the cleansing breath. And suddenly we kind of thought, hang on a minute here, you know, you are what you eat. Let's open a health shop. And we opened a health shop called Acorn in around 1978-79. And we were selling wheat germ, lecithin, sunflower seeds to all of West Cork. It was very funny, Richard, because we were way before our time. And it was, I had the neighbors coming in through the door going, would you stock a pound of butter there? Because we'd love to support you. And it was very funny, but lovely, respectful. They went along with us. I mean, it was all a bit wacky and a bit crazy. And it was, my God, over 40 years ago.
The fascination and no doubt talent that you had when it came to singing and classical singing, and you put in the work to get there, was that something that you had to give up then when your parents died?
Yeah, I mean, you know, singing for me was a very emotional thing. I could never go in anywhere and just sing 12 numbers and just bang them out in, you know, any old way. I was a perfectionist in many ways. And singing is my soul, and I feel very exposed when I'm singing. I absolutely love it. It's my first love still today. And I was very emotional when my parents passed away, and I went with my sister. I'll always remember, and I went in. I didn't kind of call it a sabbatical, but I kind of thought, could I have a couple of months off just to give me a bit of space? And to be honest, Richard, it was a time when, you know, people didn't get sabbaticals, and they were lovely and very polite, and it was no. So I walked away and thought, well, this can't be for me. I have to do something else. That's not where I am in my heart right now. So, yeah, singing has brought me the biggest riches in my life. I can stand up in a room and I can sing in front of an audience. I can present. So it gave me great skill sets, Richard, that I still use today. So it didn't go to waste, really.
And you had that sense of, maybe to some extent, from your mother coming in and opening the curtains and saying there's a wider world out there. You wanted to travel and you left Bandon behind to head to New York. I presume you probably didn't make a lot of money out of the shop if you weren't selling butter back in the 70s. So it would have been a kind of an economic decision as much as anything else.
Oh, it was. I mean, we thought we better cut our losses here and get out while the going is good. And we still, both of us, Marion and myself, smile about it today. You know, we weren't bruised by it. I think we made the call that, you know, I certainly didn't want to grow old sitting in a health shop in Bandon, that's for sure. And neither did she. So I think it was more about that rather than making the money. I mean, making money was never our driver. And actually, in fact, making money coming into Elemis wasn't my driver either. But it was just about, I had a passport, Richard, and I wanted to put as many stamps on that passport as I possibly could. And I was so driven.
Had you a big suitcase full of clothes and everything?
Well, no. My sister gave me the one coat she had, a lovely long tweed coat. It was a Jasper Conrad's coat, and it was trimmed in leather. And I felt like the bee's knees in it, Richard, if I'm honest. So that was, went into the bag first, and I wore that for every interview.
She gave it to you, or did you have to pack it unknown to her?
No, it was her token of love, and she handed it to me and she said, there you go. And I took it and I wore it, and we still joke today. I think the coat was part of the success story. And I wore it going for an interview. When I came to London, there was there was nowhere to go for it. I mean, there was no social media. So how do you get employment? So I went to the back of the Hairdresser's Journal, and there was an advert for a position in Harvey Nichols, and I wore the coat, Richard, and I got the job. And that was the beginning of, and I had an amazing 4 years running the beauty department in Harvey Nichols. Harvey Nichols at the time was kind of Sex in the City. It was trendy. It was the hub for beauty and fashion. And I loved it. And I think the coat certainly got me over the door, that's for sure.
You must have been very confident, Noella. I mean, you know, people go to New York, it's exciting, but it can be intimidating. You didn't seem to let that hold you back at all.
Oh, I do know New York, and I still, since then, have gone back to run the business there as well. I have a real love affair for New York. One, my Irish accent, you know, why would I lose it? You can see Richard and hear it. I still have it. I'm proud of being Irish. There is a welcome there. They opened their arms for me. They enabled me. They gave me the wings to do. There were the people that would say, well, why don't you do it? Go on, do it. You can do it. And, you know, I never heard that before. I never heard you can do it, you know, and that was empowering. I really felt, wow, you know. So then I did about a year in New York, and then I came back to London, and I wanted to be a bit closer to home, Richard. I wanted to pap. I'm, you know, I go home 5, 6, 7 times a year. I'm back in West Cork all the time. And I come back for my solace and to feed my soul and my heart. And then I go off again. And I wanted to be closer to home. So then I returned back to London.
And it was really when you were in London then that the idea that became the business, Elemis, came about. How did that happen?
Well, I was locking up in Harvey Nichols. I always say to young girls today, always answer the phone at 8:20 in the evening. I was locking up and the phone went, and I thought, oh God, you know, I'm locking up. Do I really need to answer this? Anyway, I answered. And on the other end of the phone, there was an investor, a lady saying, I have an idea. I heard you might be the girl that might help me bring an idea to fruition. And I thought, oh God, will I, won't I, you know, do I really want to start again? And deep down was that hunger to say, oh, come on, you know, Gabriel, give it 18 months, 2 years, you know, what have you got to lose? And I went down around the corner to the hotel around the corner, and I met a gentleman. He interviewed me and I got the job. And I didn't know what job I was getting, because there wasn't a brand. There was a concept. There was an idea. There wasn't a name. And I said, I'll join if I can contribute together, if I can do product development and treatment development. That's what I want to do. And then, of course, we came up with the idea of a skincare brand. It was to be named Elemis. And here I am 36 years later as global president. Yeah.
At the very start, Noella, it was that investor, Linda. That was Linda Stein.
Yes, that's right.
Linda, and it was Stein, yourself. Okay. And were there many others? You were really taking a leap into the dark, weren't you?
Oh, I was, Richard. But, you know, I kind of deep down in my belly, I kind of thought, you know, if I learn, I had a real hunger to learn. I mean, my hunger to learn was sensational. It really was. I just, if I do 18 months, what have I got to lose? I can always go home. It's no big deal. And then suddenly I thought, oh my God, I could put my creativity into this, and I could put all of my ideas into this, and I can, all the knowledge from the health shop and all my understanding of breathing and the skin. And it's no accident that every Elemis treatment today starts with breathing. That's not an accident.
Did that come from the classical singing training?
It did. It came from that young girl taking a bus from Bandon into the Cork School of Music 4 nights a week, learning how to breathe, how to let the breath sing the voice, get out of the way of breathing, let it flow, all that whole language that's all about wellness today, Richard, really. It's all about letting go and surrendering and relaxing and managing your stress level. So yeah, it never went to waste.
The beauty and skincare business is interesting because so many of the customers are women. There are lots of women involved in that industry. But then at the same time, did you encounter similar issues of being a woman in business that other women would talk about in different sectors?
Yeah, I think, you know, the question I mostly get asked, Richard, you know, is the male and female battle up along the line, which I have got to say I never encountered. I mean, one of our co-founders and our CEO here is Sean Harrington. He's journeyed with me 35 years of that. Never had an issue on anything. I think there's there is a saying, you know, and it's jarring, this saying, but when I read it, and it's a quote, and when I read it, I thought, what is it telling me? It said, there's a wrong in hell for women who treat women badly. And I think women can be very cruel to women in business. And my every day I check in to make sure that there's kindness and generosity and heart, because at the end of the day, that's what leadership is about. It's about getting out of the way, empowering, listening and enabling. And it's not about he who talks loudest.
And do you think that's still an issue?
And it's there. We can get ambition can get in the way of a lot. And there's a big drive. There's a big ambition. I mean, you know, I would say to people, you know, as long as you put your energy into something you really love.
In the beauty business, there are so many really big players, and it's such a global business. And Elemis itself is a huge business now and very, very successful. But somehow, it still manages to let new startups in. You would imagine somebody who had an idea about setting up a company in beauty products that, oh, it's all about big advertising, it's all about the big players. Somehow it manages to do both. The big players are there, but it refreshes itself with new entrepreneurs as well.
Yeah, it does. I think personality is key. It's not all about investment. You need investment with the dream. It needs a dream. It needs a passion. It needs a vision. And the Elemis vision started, and, you know, a little seed, I'm not saying all of it, but a seed of it is that little health shop in West Cork. I believe that Richard's skin today reflects the choices he made yesterday.
I'm not sure I want to think about that.
And those choices are as much of what you eat, your stress level, and your sleep. Everything that makes Richard up today is reflecting on his skin.
So I'm a walking advertisement for my own misdemeanors and failures.
I can't see you, Richard, but I'm sure you're looking amazing.
Yeah, oh, I am. You're absolutely right. I don't know how you manage that. It's never easy to a company like Elemis starting from scratch, and you were there at the very beginning, and it's successful and it's growing. But there are other challenges for you. You're a single mum. How difficult was that to manage along the way, particularly as the company got bigger?
It was very difficult. It was very difficult. But you know what I did, Richard? And I'd get on a plane back to Bandon with my little girl, Tiny, hand her to my sister, put on the coat, get back in the plane, and off I go. And that's how I did. And I had three nieces who all live in West Cork as well, Kate, Julie, and Laura, and I'd bring them over in their break in their university years, and they'd take care of Kate, my daughter, and then they'd go back. So it was a family affair. Without that support of all the women in my life, I could not have done this. You can't do this alone.
And it wasn't plain sailing by any means. One of your most successful products, the Pro Collagen Marine Cream, which I'm told sells somewhere in the world every 10 seconds. Is that right?
That is correct. One sold every 10 seconds.
That had a fairly difficult beginning. It wasn't plain sailing.
No, it wasn't. And I think this is where the vision comes in. Yeah, we got a formula. It came out with no clinical trials. It was Elemis's big moment to really take, you know, real stance in that whole aging, anti-aging piece of skincare. And we had 56 samples later, and the product didn't come out with a clinical trial significant enough. And we decided we would put it back into the lab and redevelop it again. So we stopped the whole launch, we pulled it, and here we are with a number one global product today. So there's the difference. Like, that to me is the boldness. You know, we're not launching it. We can't launch it. We just cannot launch it. And you know, having the confidence to say no and really hold hands on that. And Sean and Ariel and myself held hands on that and made a decision it wasn't going to market. So that was a big turning point for us. But it was a gamble, you know.
It paid off, obviously, in a big way. And yeah, the company, over the years, the business has been bought a number of times, had different owners. The current owners, L'Occitane, they bought the business for a reported $900 million back in 2019. But a lot of the time, people who are involved in founding a company are in there at the start. When the ownership changes, they might stay around for a year or two, and then they move on. You've stayed on. You're president of the company. You've kept that relationship.
Yes, we did. We're working co-founders. There is a difference. We had a dream. We're not abandoning the dream now. The L'Occitane Group give us full support, fantastic support. Their entrepreneurialism matches ours. So we found the perfect partner.
And what about the future for you, Noella? Do you want to keep going? Do you want to stay in the industry? Are you getting a chance to take it a bit easier now these days?
No, I'm just back from San Francisco, and I get on a plane next Friday to Miami again. You know, Richard, I know I will know the moment. And I trust that. I know the moment when I go, okay, Gabriel. And I always said, the day I get out of bed and go, God, another day of this, I'm going. And that hasn't happened yet, Richard. So I'm hanging in for a little bit longer.
And do you still get a chance to sing if invited at a party or a social occasion?
Every occasion, anywhere.
What's your favourite song to sing, Noella?
Well, would you believe I sing Danny Boy all over the world? My last rendering of Danny Boy was in a restaurant in New York. I had to stand up in a big restaurant, and I knew, actually, I only had my own table and everyone else I didn't know. And I was asked to sing, and I sang it there. So there you go.
I'd say there wasn't a dry eye in the house.
No, there absolutely wasn't, actually.
Well, Noella Gabriel, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Global President and co-founder of Elemis. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Thank you, Richard. It's a pleasure. Thank you.